Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, it's the new season of Velocity's Smash Series Iron Resurrection, restoring rides once destined for the junkyard. The team back for season three, more unbelievable transformations. We go inside Martin Brothers Customs outside Austin, where Joe Martin, winner of Discovery Channel's Biker's Build-Off, his wife Amanda, and his best friend Jason Shag Arrington, along with a team of talented craftsmen, create eye-catching vehicles from rusted-out wrecks. Amanda is co-owner of Martin Brothers, oversees every aspect of the shop, called the curator of chrome, an eye for potential deals. And Shag is director of marketing, dubbed the fastest mouth in the South, haggling for the best possible deal, working their magic in an all-new season of Iron Resurrection on Velocity, America's number one TV destination for automotive superfans, premiering September 4th, 9 Eastern Pacific, with special back-to-back episodes. Amanda and Shag with us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Looking forward to a new season. Now, it all starts roaming the countryside for lackluster vehicles that the shop can transform into metal masterpieces. Amanda, it's actually been called uncanny, your ability to go out and to find those. What do you look for and where do you find them? How do you know where to find them?
Well, first of all, I've been well-trained by my husband. He lives, breathes. I mean, everything he does has to do with, he's always on the hunt for cars. And so that has just, you know, over the years of being with him, being married to him, he's kind of trained me unknowingly. So I am now always on the hunt for, you know, just rusted wrecks. We happen to live in a very large state, Texas, and a state where the climate is perfect for, you know, cars that are even parked outside. So we just are always on the hunt for, you know, something that we can breathe new life into.
You know, it's interesting. When you find them, then Shag comes into play. The art of the shaggle, talk about that. It appears from watching that no two negotiations are ever alike. Is that the case? Everything is sort of a unique relationship you build with them?
Every single time. You know, watching my dad growing up, and he would horse trade and haggle and barter with people, and it was never always just money. It was, he would use services or goods or layer stuff in, and I just watched that growing up, and I realized, like, it's all about that emotional connection and being fair, because 9 times out of 10, we're going to do business with somebody again. We're going to need something again in the future, so you're not trying to go in there and insult or take advantage of someone. But what I try to do is I try to get the story of why. I try to meet, you know, get to know the people, and then honestly, I want them to give me a fair deal at the same time, you know, be fair to them. So it really just comes down to getting to know the people and understanding their story and just being honest and being fair with them.
With the popularity of the program, is it sometimes more difficult to make a deal because they go like, oh, they're the people from television, so I think we're going to have a little TV surcharge I'm going to add on to what they're trying to buy?
That's actually a great question. You know, There is perception and reality. People perceive,
yes,
if you're on TV, you have all this extra cash, but we're still working with the customer's budgets. And so, you know, that's what we try to lay out. And I think part of that engagement with the customer or the person we're dealing with is just being real, you know, not coming across as somebody that's, oh, we're important, we're on TV, and we're doing this and that. It's like, that's not the case. We're just regular people that are into the same things these people are into, and so we just try to shoot them honest and be straight up and be real.
I think Shag said it best, though. We usually have a customer's budget that we're spending, and we always, always have to keep that in mind. So going in, knowing that, hey, this is a customer, they have a budget, and being respectful of that, I think Shag's able to pull it off really well.
You know, as we look at
the
lineup for what we're going to see this season, oftentimes something comes out. I think the first episode we're going to see, Joe looks at it and considers it like a truckload of spare parts. He has no idea what he's going to do with that. But then the vision takes over. Are you often amazed at what he's able to do with what comes in the front door of the shop?
Every time. Every time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Every time.
He's an artist. And, you know, I think that really shows, you know, I think that's really revealed on the show whenever you have this trailer full of parts. You know, Joe takes one look at it. He knows the car. He knows the model. He knows the year. He already knows what he wants to do to it in the way of customization. And then when Shorty and him get his their minds together on what that car's color should be, which they call the icing on the cake. I mean, you know, they see that within minutes of what we drag back to the shop.
You know, there's been times I've asked Joe, you know, how long does it take? And he's like, man, the first time I see it, I've already built it in my head.
Yeah.
Now it's my job to get my team on board. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was a show that was inside Joe's head, that'd be a number one hit. Because the creativity in there is amazing.
Yeah, that's a great spinoff for the series if you're able to do that. We're talking about Velocity's smash hit series, Iron Resurrection, coming back, premiere September 4th, 2 episodes, 9 Eastern and Pacific. A couple minutes left in the program. As I'm looking down the lineup for this year, and I've seen in seasons past, sentiment is a word that comes into play a lot. You've got somebody that's got their first car, they want it restored. They've got a family car, they want it restored. Talk about the, I don't want to say necessarily added pressure, but the responsibility to do something because it really, this car, this vehicle means something to the people that are bringing them in.
I think every custom build is a passion project. It's an emotional project.
Every single
because
one.
Because you will always spend more money on a custom build than the value of that vehicle.
Because and of emotional tie.
It's driven from emotion.
Yes.
And to your point, you know, the car that we're building for Lee, which was his first car, we actually built him a car in season 2, which I feel in hindsight was like the tester.
Yeah.
Like Lee's way of testing. Do these guys have what it takes to build my first car when I was 16? And apparently we did have what it takes, and that's what we did.
Right. And this is, you know, this is drastically different than, you know, previously some of the fans recognized Joe from the biker build-off shows that he did in the early 2000s. So a bike, you know, that's more someone wanting to just have a luxury item, something really cool that they can ride or, you know, take to shows, and there is no emotional tie. But then you turn to cars, which we're doing now, and there's always an emotional tie. There's always a story. There's always a reason that the person has chosen this specific year, this specific car, and that's part of the cool factor of the show. I mean, we get to hear these great stories and help these people relive their memories.
And what's interesting, too, is they're not all classics that you work on. You have vehicles basically with all kinds, all shapes, all sizes.
Especially season 3. Season 3, you're going to see some stuff that we've never done before that aren't necessarily classic cars. And, you know, each one is special to that person for whatever reason. There's a story.
I mean, it's really not, we don't focus on old cars or certain makes and models. It's really just about doing what the customer needs and being the shop that can accomplish what the customer's looking for.
But I will say the old cars are where the guys, you know, in the shop, that, you know, that's their passion. So that's where you're really going to see their creativity come to life.
Amanda, do you ever get to the point when Joe has done his magic and you go, you know, can we just buy this ourselves? Can we just keep this? Do we have to really give somebody the title for this?
Almost every single time. Almost every time.
Joe almost loves it when there's the opportunity to buy a build that he finished for a customer.
We really do, and we say this all the time. We live vicariously through our customers. I mean, they have these great cars that they bring to us for us to, you know, for the guys to work their magic on, and we just, it's just so, we're living our dreams through them.
Well, we see the passion that comes through. We see the talent that comes through. We're talking about Season 3, Velocity Smash Hit Series, Iron Resurrection, premiering September 4th, 9 Eastern Pacific. We've got to back-to-back episodes, and with us from Iron Resurrection, Amanda Martin, Jason Shag Arrington. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to Season 3. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much. Yeah,
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.